The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the core conviction of our Catholic faith. As such, we believe that by his dying on the cross, Jesus freed us from our slavery to sin and our oppression to evil. We also believe that by his rising from the dead, Jesus opened for us the way to eternal life. The 50 days of the Easter season is meant to affirm and celebrate these beliefs. But also throughout this Easter season, you and I are invited to reflect on other ways that the resurrection might speak to us or have relevance for us in the here and now. So, for example, today's gospel reading from John consists of two resurrection appearances of Jesus to his disciples. The first appearance takes place on the day of his resurrection, for us, Easter Sunday. And Jesus appears to 10 of the apostles. Thomas is not with them. So 8 days later, which would be today, Jesus once again appears to the apostles, and this time Thomas is with them. And what we notice in these two resurrection appearances is a five-part pattern consisting of initial proclamation, initial reaction, which by the way is a negative one, personal encounter, ultimate belief, and public proclamation. So what we're going to do is look at that pattern in those two appearances and then identify ways that that pattern may speak to us here and now. So the initial proclamation to the 10 apostles comes from Mary Magdalene, who returns to them and tells them that she has seen the risen Christ. Well, the initial reaction of the apostles, and remember I said it would be a negative one, is they don't really believe Mary. Instead, they lock themselves away for fear of the religious leaders. Then Jesus himself appears to them and shows them his wounds. Their fear then gives way to belief. And then Jesus himself commissions their public proclamation when he says to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." They are to go forth and preach the resurrection of Christ. Now, not with them, as I said, at that time is Thomas the apostle. The initial proclamation to Thomas is from the other apostles, who tell him they too, like Mary Magdalene, have seen the risen Christ. And as we hear in our gospel reading today, the initial reaction of Thomas is one of doubt. Then Jesus himself appears to the apostles again and to Thomas and invites Thomas to probe his wounds. Thomas's doubt then gives way to faith. And his public proclamation is when he proclaims Jesus to be my Lord and my God. In all four Gospels, the resurrection of Jesus and his appearances are intended to confirm that he indeed has risen from the dead and to invigorate faith in him. But in John's gospel, there's an added element. That five-part pattern, ultimate proclamation, ultimate reaction, which is a negative one, belief, encounter, belief, and then public proclamation, is specifically designed to help us identify with our experiences of that pattern and to identify the difference that parts or all of that pattern have made for us. And I think we all have our story, except we probably just don't think about it very often. So my experience of that five-part pattern took place in 2013 when my mother experienced all five parts of that pattern in a very short period of time that ended up having a tremendous impact on her and our family. So in mid-March 2013, my then 91-year-old mother, who lived in Oklahoma, fell. She fractured several ribs and broke her ankle. Bedridden now, and at that age, she began to grow weaker and weaker and weaker. She must have realized on some level that these were the last days of her life. And at one point, she told my sister, who was her caregiver, that she was afraid of dying because she didn't think she had done enough in this life to stand before Jesus as her judge. Well, this was a woman whose faith greatly influenced me growing up and led to my vocation. And this was a woman who, in the last 10 years of her life in particular, offered her suffering, and it was great suffering, for the atonement of her sins and the sins of her family. My siblings and I would say that if we ever get to heaven, it's going to be on the coattails of our mother. So my sister was very, very distressed by my mother's thought and fear. And so, as typical of my sisters, when they needed somebody to talk sense into my mother, they would call me. I don't know why they would do that, but they did. And because it was a spiritual issue, they thought they would really bring in the big gun. So they called me to talk to my mother. So I got her on the phone, and I made an initial proclamation to her. And this is what I said. I reminded her that 25 years earlier, because this was that year was my 25th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood. I reminded her that 25 years earlier, I gave her the gift of the stole that I had worn at my first Mass in my home parish. And I gave it to her as a testimony of her faith, and how God worked through her faith to cultivate my own faith and then call me from that faith to the priesthood. So I told her that on the day she died, whenever that would be, she was to present that stole to Jesus as her judge, to affirm that the Lord used her faith to enrich the lives of her children and to call one of her children to the priesthood. Well, I thought I had her pretty convinced. But remember, the initial reaction typically is negative. And she listened to me, and then there was great silence, and I'm on the phone, so I'm not sure, you know, 91 years old, did she fall asleep? Is she still listening to me? And so there was a little bit of pensiveness, and she said, well, thanks for the phone call. And I could tell she wasn't very convinced. Well, the third step must have occurred about 3 days later. She had some kind of personal encounter with Jesus. Nobody in the family knows what that was, but we do know from that moment on, she was not afraid to die. She confidently believed in the love and mercy of Jesus. And her public proclamation came the following month when I flew from Denver to Oklahoma. And as I sat by her bedside, my mother entered in and out of consciousness. But the whole time, she kept repeating three words over and over again with incredible tenderness. She kept saying, "Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus." The effect on her was transformative. Because remember, just a month earlier, she was so scared to meet Jesus. And now she addressed him in a very tender way. My mother died 3 months later in July. And I made sure she was buried with that stole. This week, I invite you to reflect on how you may have experienced this resurrection pattern, either in all five of its steps: initial proclamation, initial reaction, in personal encounter, ultimate belief, and public proclamation, or how you may have experienced even one part of that pattern. In other words, what's your story of experiencing Jesus Christ alive to you? Not for you, to you, alive to you. And what difference has that made? And my hope is that as you identify your own personal story of the resurrection of Christ and its difference, that you will not only savor that gift from the Lord, but that you will also be moved to call out to Jesus with great tenderness, "Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus."